Welcome to January 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1811. Pickering becomes the first U.S. Senator to be censored. From Massachusetts, Timothy Pickering served in the American Revolution as a colonel and after the war got into politics. However, he was somewhat of a thorn in the side of the first four U.S. presidents because of his pro-British alliances. He served under President George Washington, whom Pickering called a much overrated, semi-literate mediocrity. He also served under President John Adams, who requested him to resign due to not only his opposition to Jay's Treaty, but his alliance with Alexander Hamilton, who was egging on a war with France. Adams requested his resignation, and Pickering refused, so Adams fired him. In 1810, when President James Madison attempted to annex West Florida from the Spanish as being part of the Louisiana Purchase, Pickering somehow came up with a classified document stating clearly that West Florida was not part of the Louisiana Purchase. He was shushed in the Senate. Turned out Pickering was right. It would appear that West Florida was not part of the Louisiana Purchase. Problem was the fact that he was relying on a classified document that he shouldn't have been able to get a hold of. So that's how Timothy Pickering became the first U.S. Senator to get censored, January 2nd, 1811. 1980, detente between the U.S. and USSR ends. During the 60s and 70s, the Cold War was just a daily part of life. There was always a threat of nuclear destruction that could happen any minute. However, these tensions began thawing a little bit in the 70s after the Vietnam War ended, until the Russians decided to invade Afghanistan. If the Middle East would become dominated by communism, they could control much of the world's oil supply. Yet, so much for the SALT II peace discussions with the Soviets. At this point, President Jimmy Carter got a little tougher on the Soviet Union by creating an embargo including grain and high technology and, get this, boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics, which was cute, but pointless. Carter would lose to Ronald Reagan, who took a much, much tougher stance on communism. 1788. Georgia becomes the first southern state and the fourth in the U.S. to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Georgia was named after King George III, and Europeans began settling there in 1733. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the trivia. Thanks to 40states.com, I only have time for a couple of these, we learned that St. Mary's is the second oldest city in America. In Gainesville, the chicken capital of the world, it is illegal to eat chicken with a fork. Don't do it. And finally, the world's largest infantry training center in the world is located at Fort Benning. Entertainment news now, 1973, country singer Tex Ritter dies of a heart attack at age 67 while trying to bail out a member of his band from jail. Tex's son John Ritter would become the star of TV sitcom Three's Company. And then 2007, soul singer Isaac Hayes topped the UK chart with a tune called Chocolate Salty Balls, using the exaggerated deep voice of Chef, his character in the show South Park. And that's it for January 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
A half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick...